The upside of the APEC meeting was the TPP, because at least it gave 11 countries involved in the TPP something tangible to do, given APEC generally produces absolutely nothing. We've progressed it over the weekend. We've made some changes. It now lives under a different name. Having dealt with that, it's now on, of course, to the ASEAN meeting in Manila, where Barry Soper is. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Are we broadly feeling positive about the TPP, or whatever they're calling it nowadays?
Yeah, well, you've got comprehensive and progressive in front of the TPP, as if that's going to make a difference. I think the thing is now, Mike, it's going to be settled certainly this side of Christmas, if the other side of Christmas as well. The Prime Minister is going to meet with Justin Trudeau here in Manila over the next couple of days, and we may get an explanation as to why he was a no-show at the TPP leaders' meeting. I mean, rather incredibly, Mike, they used the excuse that, look, it was a scheduling problem, that indicating that he didn't realise that the meeting was on at the time that it was. Well, that is a bit rich. I mean, this man is the leader of 11 nations that belong to the old TPP. You can't tell me that he didn't look at his itinerary. That would have told him quite plainly.
Exactly. So once we do sign this, and let's remain positive that they eventually get there in the end, how much blowback domestically is there for Labor?
Oh, I think they'll get a bit of blowback for it, Mike, because even though they say this investor dispute clause has been narrowed considerably, it's still on the table. And you remember that Andrew Little, when he was the leader of the Labor Party, said that it basically was a sovereignty issue. Well, really, I guess you'd have to say Labor has now, under Jacinda Ardern, swallowed a dead rat, and they will certainly pay the consequences in terms of criticism back home. And that's already started, even though they're nowhere near signing it yet. But look, she's in Manila at the moment. We'll start attending the East Asia Summit tomorrow, and she's got a number of bilaterals. And that, like I said, one is with Justin Trudeau, and she's got a large number of them lined up. And it's a getting-to-know-you exercise with Jacinda Ardern, because she's met all of these leaders except Malcolm Turnbull for the first time.
All right, Barry, stay in touch. Barry Soper up in Manila at the ASEAN conference over the next couple of days.